show that is Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. Thank you so much for joining us. And the news keeps getting more grim with regard to the food supply. I was talking to Gary Haven. Yeah, that Gary Haven, the owner of Curves, well-connected guy, a hero in Haiti, really. I mean, very active guy. He was telling me, a few days ago, he said that the word's gone out to key farmers in the co-ops, fertilizer ain't coming. You better have your storable food. And particularly with this administration, they will starve you into submission. And how much do you need? I'm saying you need 2 years. And you need to have seeds. But no one really knows. But I'm saying my goal was to hit 2 years per person in our household. And I feel pretty good about that. 6 months may be enough, but I think you're cutting it razor thin. All the things are still in play. Prices are the same. Sales the same. I don't know how they're doing it. They're still meeting demand. They're shipping on time. And they're actually stepping up their advertising. It's amazing. But no one's going to go on forever in this environment. So you better get yours while you can. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And if you have food, you darn well better have water. And you've heard our guest, Bob Griswold, talk about this. Food, you better have water. And if the grid goes down, and we're seeing what roving blackouts, Putin threatening the grid. I mean, I could go on and on with the threats. The fact is, you may have to scavenge for water. And that, to me, necessitates you having one filter per person in your home plus one backup. That's the ideal. Now, if you can't afford that, all you can do is the best you can do. Now, this was a device that we said we ran out. We made that announcement, and then they found some in the pipeline, and they decided to give it to me, and I'm the exclusive vendor for the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. And you look at the research at waterwithdave.com, tells you how good it is. The research really bears out the fact that this is the best. Waterborne illness becomes the number one cause of death on the fifth day of a crisis, according to the Naval War College. You really need to take this seriously. So waterwithdave.com is where you go. All the information is there. And then finally, you want a soft landing with your finances? Well, the digital's coming, and you can at least in large part, avoid the digital by going precious metals. And I'm not saying you're totally going to get outside the system. That would be misleading on my part if I said that. But a lot of your transactions can be conducted off the grid, so to speak, if you have precious metals. And even if we don't get digital as soon as we're fearing, you can't trust the dollar. The dollar is in very, very big trouble. The banks are in very big trouble. So what do you have to do? Very clearly, what you better be doing is getting precious metals, positioning yourself, converting your IRAs and 401ks to gold-backed. Gold has held its value for 6,000 years. The dollar is in trouble. So go to goldbeforelate.com. That's goldbeforelate.com. And look at what Noble Gold has to offer you. Realize that I'm a customer many times over. I sleep better knowing I'm going to have a softer landing than a lot of my friends that aren't paying attention. That's goldbeforelate.com. And you'll have to call them after you get the material. You'll fill a little form, and then they'll send you electronic material. They won't call you. They're not pushy. They're trained to not be pushy. You will have to close the deal, so you'll have to call them. Anyway, our guest is Bob Griswold, and we're going to be talking about more NATO provocation for war emanating from the White House. The Democrats want nuclear war. I can't see it any other way. I mean, I think it's insane, but Biden is doing nothing to try to de-escalate the situation in Ukraine. They're making it as bad as they can make it. And we're also going to be talking about storable food with some of our friendly competitors. Let me just say this. I represent MPS. I don't want Mountain House or anybody else to go out of business. This is a big country, and we need to produce and give people all the storable food they can use so we can survive as Americans. That's how I look at it. I don't look at these people as my enemy. And when I'm hearing that they're not doing business as normal, I get worried. I get really worried because that's more people that can knock on my door and beat my door down to get the resources I've stored. Bob, welcome to the show.
Dave, it's good to be here. And I tell you what, I don't know where to start. I mean, I'm just being honest. It's just, it is so much. Just a daily quick 70,000-foot briefing, okay? Okay, we see a nation with catastrophic inflation going on right now where people are literally having to make choices about going to work, eating food, or heating their home or cooling their home. We see civil unrest. This abortion decision, it is going to fragment our society horribly. And, you know, what we saw in Washington and so forth, I mean, Washington, Oregon, you know, the burning, the looting, we've already seen it. I could not believe, Dave, when I saw the news agencies reporting on that, pregnancy counseling clinic, it said a fire broke out. Did you see that? It was firebombed.
I did.
Somebody threw a Molotov cocktail through the window and firebombed it, but they said a fire broke out.
That's what Politico said. You're exactly right.
Yeah, a fire broke out. So, I mean, the news media is covering it up, completely covering it up. But again, civil unrest, lawlessness. We see complete lawlessness ruling and reigning in the White House right now. No standard of law. Nobody's being held accountable for anything. It's just whatever they do, they get away with it. Hunter Biden, I mean, you know, his laptop seems to have fallen out of whatever. We don't know if anything's going to ever be done. Obviously, nothing's done with Hillary Clinton's email server, all the Russia collusion, how the Justice Department knew that the Steele dossier was fake. Nothing happened. So it's a spirit of lawlessness that's broken out. The infrastructure of America. You know, we just gave $40 billion to Ukraine, and we don't even spend that much yearly on America's roads and bridges and infrastructure. We don't spend that much, and yet our infrastructure is literally coming apart at the seams. Just a year or so ago, I remember the bridge that goes across the Mississippi River. It had a major structural crack in it. Nobody'd seen it, and that is a thoroughfare where an incredible amount of vehicles and cargo go across it every day. They had to shut it down. So we have that food war, the food. It's not only the inflation, Dave, it's you can't get it. Baby formula, which, you know, I would encourage people to go online and learn how to make baby formula with the old-fashioned way. They could do it with Karo syrup, evaporated milk and water, and you can make a baby formula, so you might not be able to get what you want. Dave, I was on Amazon, and we were getting some baby formula for somebody at our church, and it was $43 a can, $43. Now, you know, for a lot of families, if they go two or three cans of that a week, you think what that represents to their budget. I mean, they can't afford it. Right here, Dave, we're at the 70,000-foot level, gas and diesel, it started to go down for a bit, but diesel now has gone up about 50 cents a gallon here. They say it's going to hit $7, $8 a gallon here because there's a critical shortage of diesel fuel. Diesel fuel affects everything. The tractor trailers run on diesel fuel. I have a tractor that does mowing and stuff and gardening around here. It runs on diesel fuel. All agriculture runs on diesel fuel. That is and going to go skyrocket, which means food prices are they've not topped out. And I'm reading an article right now. You know, combined between Russia and Belarus provide 40% of the world's exports of potash, an ingredient fertilizer. Belarus has made a formal declaration that they won't be able to uphold their contracts because of forces beyond their control. Russia also exports 11% of the world's urea. That's a fertilizer agreement. 48% of ammonium nitrate. Russia and Ukraine export 28% of the fertilizer made from nitrogen and phosphate. That's just not happening. And so the farmlands of America are not going to produce as much food as they normally produced. This is huge. This is a huge thing. So families are already feeling the extreme effect of not only food inflation, but we're starting to see the food shortages come in, and they don't expect this baby formula thing to go away anytime soon. On top of that, Dave, you know, we see the moral collapse of the United States. I mean, just some of the absolutely preposterous things. I just saw that, I think it was New Hampshire or Vermont, one of them, has decided to put tampon dispensers in the boys' bathroom in elementary school. I mean, this is insanity. You cannot describe this as any other thing than insanity. I believe I'm Superman. You can shoot me with bullets and they won't hurt me. I mean, I'd be insane if you thought that. That's on this level of insanity. You know, and then, you know, we see this massive drought developing on the west coast of America. I think Lake Mead is down to 32 feet or 32 feet left. Yeah. They're just a few months from having to really stop electrical production. And if that happens, I mean, just millions of people the rest of the grid can't, you know, handle it because we haven't built any new power plants in decades. So they can't handle having to switch that much power away from, you know, what Hoover Dam makes. into those neighborhoods and communities that would be without power. So, I mean, Dave, that's just a quick 70,000-foot view, not to mention the war, war in Ukraine, which is going to escalate. We'll go into why. But also another situation report. You mentioned Mountain House, and, you know, their dealer portal has been shut down now for a month or so. That means I'm a dealer. I can't go and order new inventory. It's all gone. You just can't order it. And I was informed that it will not be open for at least another month. This is a month during critical times. They can't get people to work, and the demand is high. And I found out just yesterday that they are still providing, fulfilling contracts. So now that was a too juicy a piece of fruit not to pick. And I said, contracts? What do you mean contracts? Government contracts. Federal government contracts? Yes, federal government contracts. And by a good source, a very good source, that they are having to increase the rate that they fulfill those contracts because of the Ukraine situation. So we probably have Department of Homeland Security and other agencies in the government buying massive amounts of food. I mean, I'm thinking they're buying everything they can produce. They've probably turned in a contract, and that's just, you know, they're using, you know, excuses for why they can't fulfill, but that probably the demand for the government contracts is so high they it's just taking up all their production. And I think the same thing we see with Augustin Farms, that even though they say that they're providing an extreme amount of food right now, their dealer portal shut down. I mean, you can't go there. If you go to the website, everything's out of stock. So, Dave, this isn't conjecture anymore. This isn't fear mongering. This is telling you the reality of what's going on, and you know we see it happening. I mean, there's people in our church that have babies. They can't get baby formula. So we see the element that controls society. Henry Kissinger: you control the food, you control the people. We see this developing right now, and believe me, if you think these immoral people in the White House are going to care about you or me, I mean, why would they give, you know, Dave, Tucker Carlson did this. Let's just say you're 12 years old again, okay, and you're living with my mom and dad, and it's Christmas morning, and you wake up, and there's no, Mom, Dad, where's my Christmas gifts? Oh, we went and bought a whole bunch of stuff for the neighbor down the street. We don't know him, but we bought him a lot of gifts. What would you feel like?
Yeah, I got it. I saw the broadcast you're referring to, and
what would you feel like? You feel shafted. I mean, Mom, Dad, don't you love me? You went and bought a neighbor you don't even know all these gifts. Well, we just gave $40 billion to Ukraine, you know, to protect their borders. And, you know,
why would we ignore ours?
Yeah. Well, ours, you know, again, you can just watch program after program of the fentanyl coming across the border. I was talking to somebody I know that is in the know, and, you know, 100,000 people died from drug overdose last year. I mean, you know what, 5,000 people died in the Iraq war? That's 20 times the amount that died in 1 year from drug overdose coming across a wide open border that's absolutely killing, you know, men and women in this country by wholesale. I mean, how could you describe, and that news media is completely silent on, 100,000 Americans, and most of them of, you know, you in the, what you would consider the youthful ages, teens, 20s, maybe early 30s, that are dying from the fentanyl coming across the border, that Red China and our enemies are smuggling into this country. The drug cartels in Mexico are in bed with the Chinese, and they're bringing this stuff into our country and killing them. And then, you know, the giggling eye roller, you know, whose job is to protect the border, has done nothing. In fact, I was watching Jim Jordan interview the head of Homeland Security, and he could not tell Jim Jordan, and they just went unleashed on the guy, you know, these top 20 people that are on the no-fly list, where are they right now? Oh, we don't know. I mean, they don't know. And so we are living in really very, very perilous times. So we see all these things happening right before our eyes. And again, Dave, I don't understand why the majority of America is still asleep. I said the last time we did the TV program, I've been running ready-made resources for 27 years, okay? I have never seen the shortages I've seen. I was in business during Y2K. I was in business during 9/11. Those were two periods of extreme demand on the on what you would consider survival supplies, okay? But even though there was an extreme demand, the production was still intact. There was raw material to make the product, and there was labor to make the product. Today, we have the same extreme demand, but the supply chain of raw material to make the product is gone. And Mountain House clearly told me that they're in a labor war up there. Everybody's vying for the smaller and smaller amounts of people that want to work, and so they're giving them sign up bonuses. And if you stay 3 months, you get another bonus.
Wow. Where
just
was
for
I?
Staying 3 months on a job.
Yeah. Think of that. Think of how hard you and I worked as kids, young adults.
Oh.
And what we had
mowing
to do to make
summer.
Ends meet, and now look at what's going on.
I know. And because of inflation, what people used to think $20 was a good pay, $20 is the new $10 an hour a decade ago. Because inflation has absolutely destroyed the Americans' ability to purchase stuff. Again, the diesel fuel in our area, Dave, went from $4.89, it's at $5.39 now. And that's in about a week and a half time. And they're saying that there's an extreme diesel fuel shortage right now. And, you know, Biden and the Democrats, they hate fossil fuels. They've already said it. I mean, during the campaign, you know, Joe Biden gets up there now in his brain-dead state, says, you know, we're doing everything we can do to help produce fossil fuels. He won't open up the pipeline that he shut down. He won't give, you know, they'll give worthless drilling rights to companies so if I can drill where there's no oil, that doesn't do any good. But the areas they know there's oil, there's no new contracts being issued to be to drill there. And so they're trying to get rid of fossil fuels, which is absolutely destroying. I mean, mothers can't feed their babies. That's the reality of it. Families are having to cut high-protein foods out of their diet, meat, because they can't afford it. And I have noticed at the supermarket, Dave, the cuts of meat have not only gotten a lot more expensive, but they're smaller, thinner. And so they're trying to, you know, hide the inflation by giving smaller portions, which is what they call shrinkflation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what's going on.
Yep.
For decades, Dave, we have warned people that this day was coming. This day is here, and it's going to get worse. And I was talking to Doug Thornton earlier today. Let's just say all of a sudden everything's hunky-dory again. You know, it really can't be, because this is what happens. The supply chain breaks down. Okay, you know, Dave, the people who built the Saturn V rocket, a lot of them are dead and gone and all that. They couldn't build another one because a lot of the stuff, the technology that went into building that Saturn, they forgot how to do it, and they're having to rediscover it. So you juxtapose.
Wait a second. I want to make sure I get this. I have not heard what you're saying. I just want to be clear. You're saying that what we did in the 60s and 70s can't be duplicated to now? Because
Elon Musk. I just watched Elon Musk say that.
Gosh.
Yeah, we always assume technology is heading towards Star Trek, but it's not. It can go backwards. I mean, we went from going to the moon to be able to put a vehicle in low Earth orbit, the shuttle, to where now we can't do anything. I mean, that's the way the technology flowed, went backwards. So let's juxtapose that upon the supply chain. So let's just say there are 10,000 vessels right now at the height of the supply at delivery. During, you know, when Donald Trump was president, you know, say 2018, 10,000 ships sailing around the world delivering all their stuff, okay? And then COVID hit, and, you know, the Democrats dropped nuclear bombs on the supply chain, you know, metaphorically, and just ruined everything. They shut off oil supply. They started a war where we can't get fertilizer. So all of a sudden, those ships have nowhere to go. So those captains aren't going to be sailing around the Pacific burning up diesel fuel with no cargo to haul. So those ships are scrapped. And so that 10,000 ships goes down to 5,000 ships. And all of a sudden, you want to reinvigorate the supply chain? Those ships might not even be capable of it anymore. And it'll take months or years to get the things back up and running again, and people who want to put the capital in. Because, you know, they're worried that the same thing would happen again. So, you know, you invest millions of dollars in capital in a ship, and then the ship doesn't have anything to haul because the supply chain's broken down, or politics is keeping you from picking up fertilizer or whatever. The investors look at that and say, that's too high a risk. I don't want to put my money in there, because they're just going to come out with COVID-2 and it'll be shut down again, and we don't want to have that. I'd rather put my money in pharmaceuticals, because we can inject people 5,000 times, you know, until they die with some type of strange stuff, and that's where the money's at. So when the supply chain is being destroyed or cut down, there's irreparable damage being done to it. It's not something you can just say, okay, it's going to come back again. It's the same thing what happens in a riot. You know, in a city, when we see a riot and they go down and burn all the food stores down, you know, we've seen it happen. You know, the infrastructure is destroyed. The transformers are destroyed. It's not that you can just bring more food in and put it in the supermarket. Well, the supermarket's been destroyed. They can't. The refrigeration doesn't work anymore. The air conditioning doesn't work.
I'm looking at this, Bob, and the Baltic Dry Index comes to mind, which measures, you know, trading around the world. I haven't investigated this for a while, probably about 6 months, but I got to imagine that the BDI, as they call it, is at all-time lows.
Well, Singapore, they've shut it down. I mean, yeah. Singapore, Shanghai, they shut it down because of COVID. You know, they've encapsulated how many millions of people there. They can't do anything, so everything's been shut down. The war in Europe, which we are now, and I will say this, we are at war with the Russians. We're using a proxy state right now, but I don't know how much longer, because I want to read a document to you, Dave, that I think it is the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Well, before
document.
You go there, I did a podcast today. Listen to this. I entitled it "Endangering America: Representative Crenshaw from Texas Irresponsibly Declares War on Russia, Another Rhino That Needs to Be Removed." And what I'm referencing is unlimited funding for the weapons going into Ukraine. And he's announcing it, that we're at war with Russia. This guy, and he's a Republican pushing us into a war.
Dave, there is insanity going on right now. We have been given over to a spirit of insanity. Again, any nation that thinks they can put, any nation that thinks they need to put tampon dispensers in elementary school bathrooms for boys, something has seriously gone wrong. I mean, you know, come on. We're dealing with basic science, and yet they want to deny the most basic of science. This is the Catholic Church, and you know, threatening Galileo, the Earth is flat. If you say it's round, we're going to burn you. This is the basic denial of science that we see going on. So if our nation is that deluded, I mean, where else are they deluded? I mean, again, we have our infrastructure falling apart in this nation. We have veterans that are on the streets, and yet we give $40 billion to the kid down the block. We don't take care of our own children. My children are hungry. They don't have shoes. Their blue jeans have holes in them. Well, I guess people like holes in their blue jeans anymore, but you get the picture. Their stomachs are swollen. But, you know, we gave the guys down the street, you know, they kind of don't like us too much. We gave them a whole bunch of money, and their kids are well fed. I mean, they're having, you know, filet mignon tonight. What? That's what we're doing. It's insanity, and we're provoking a nation. Keep in mind, let's put this in a historical paradigm. What did Hitler do? Operation Barbarossa. He pulled troops. They agreed to kind of split Poland, and you know, they signed a non-aggression pact with the Russians. We did. We told the Russians we would never go into Ukraine. We would never go in, you know, NATO. Poland would be offered this. Finland, no. And yet we violated every one of those agreements. So Russia has this historical parallel that they can look at and say, the last time somebody did this, it cost us 20 million Russian lives.
Exactly.
Well, here's the document I have, Dave, and a joint statement by the president of the Republic of Finland and the prime minister of Finland concerning NATO membership. And yada, 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 it goes on that they've discussed it, and it's, here's the final paragraph, and it's signed by both the president and the prime minister of Finland. We hope that the national steps still needed to make this decision will be taken rapidly within the next few days. This is a Cuban Missile Crisis level event. I mean, you know, we Russians went to war because we offered Ukraine membership into NATO. They knew we had bioweapons labs south of their border. So now we're going to not only have south of their border, but we're going to have it on the Russians' western front. And if Finland joins NATO, what kind of weapons do you think are going to go into Finland? Right on, Finland and Russia share about an 800-mile border. I mean, can anything be more provocatory? This is the Cuban Missile Crisis event right now. And America's, I mean, I don't know, we just fat, dumb, and happy or something. I don't know. It's we don't understand the global implications of this. This will be a catastrophic event. And even though I totally despise both Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, they both knew better than to do this. They both knew they couldn't do this, and yet now we're doing it. Because why?
I have two theories, and they both fit together. Number one, you have to tear down to build back better. This is part of the World Economic Forum plan for destroying nation states, and they want a nuclear war, in my humble opinion. Secondly, the Democrats are incentivized to do this because they have so alienated the American public. Even with massive cheating, they probably can't win the midterm elections and are going to lose massive seats. So they want a nuclear war, too, so there won't be an election.
It took 2,000 mules to get a jackass elected. You know, this time it'll take 10,000 mules, and they can't do it because they already know people are looking for it. So they are going to have to create some type of diversion. I mean, CNN just ran a report the other day, the 11 people who could run for president in the Democratic Party next week, because they know if Joe Biden stayed in office, he'd be 86 when he got out. I mean, 86 years old.
He won't be alive.
If he would be alive, he won't even be able to do basket weaving. It's that bad. He's that bad right now. I mean, he can't stay on point for anything. He just goes off, forgets what he's saying, and we're the laughing stock of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, this man, has his finger on the nuclear trigger, and he can't even remember somebody's name. He can't even remember that Kamala Harris is not the first lady, which he did introduce her as the first lady. By the way, where is Kamala Harris? What rock do they have her? She's gone, disappeared.
Oh, no. She came out this morning and went on a temper tantrum about the Supreme Court.
Well,
and the Senate's refusal to pass the abortion bill.
Yeah. Again, you know, when they say to defend the country against all enemies, foreign and domestic, Dave, we have a high level of foreign enemies right now. What's going on in Colombia with the MS-19 election? The communists are going to probably win down there. Even if they don't win and we win, we've created hostilities. But if they do win, China and the communists will go in there, and they've already said they're going to kick out all Americans. So we're going to have a massive problem with an open border on our southern border. People trying to get out of there. We're going to see waves of just people flooding into the United States. They're going to just absolutely fundamentally change the United States, and that's what they want to do. But again, 100,000 Americans last year died from drug overdoses, from drugs coming in across the Mexican border. 100,000.
I have to correct you, Bob. It was 107,000.
Yeah, 103.
And I'm a little short on this example, but I'm close. Almost double the amount of people died last year from fentanyl, courtesy of the Chinese cartels and Biden's open border policy, twice the number than died in Vietnam in a 10-year war.
I know. And we lost 5,000 in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, and Afghanistan lasted 20 years. That's 20 times the amount in 1 year. And these are young men and women. Now, older people die from fentanyl, but basically the people who get hooked on fentanyl are your teens, 20s, and 30s. Those are the most productive times of a person's life.
Fighting age males, too, Mom.
Fighting age males, and then, you know, you're at your mental and physical acuity, highest thing, and all of a sudden you've been absolutely turned into, you know, a zombie because of fentanyl. And they know this. This is an act of war, internal and external enemies. And what are the internal enemies doing? They're encouraging the external enemies. Dave, let's say that again just so people understand it. The internal enemies are encouraging the external enemies. They're working together to destroy the United States of America as we know it. They're destroying the Constitutional Republic as we know it, because what's the greatest threat to America today? Is it communist China? No. Is it the drug cartels? No. Is it ISIS? No. It's MAGMA people. MAGMA people. And they're all racist. You know, they're all racist. I mean, that's the Holocaust language they're using. They might not ever be able to accomplish it. They will if they can, but it tells you what they think of you. And if they're saying that you're the most dangerous existential threat to the United States ever, what do you do? What would you do, you know, to the most dangerous existential threat to America? You destroy it, wouldn't you?
FEMA camps.
Yeah, you destroy it.
Right.
So, I mean, that's what I do. If I knew there was an existential threat like an open border where drugs are coming across, I'd try to destroy that capability. But they juxtapose that on us and say we're the most dangerous threat. And what do they want to do? They say it. They want to destroy us. You know, Dave, again, the lawlessness. It is a federal law that if I go and threaten a judge, you better do it my way or I'm going to, you know, injure you somehow. I have just committed a federal offense. I go to prison for that. These people are not only with any judge, they're threatening the highest court in the land. And nothing happens. Crickets. No, nothing. I mean, again, what we've seen the record of it, Hillary Clinton's email server, nothing. The Steele dossier, which was total fake and included the entire intelligence and law enforcement of the federal government, nothing. Hillary Clinton was the genesis of that. Hunter Biden's laptop, nothing. You know, I mean, Joe Biden's collusion with the Russians and the Chinese, taking money from our most arch enemies, he's taken money from them, nothing. The lawlessness that we see. But again, I just want to drop back for one second. This thing that's happening in Finland, if they are given NATO membership, we have just done exactly what Adolf Hitler did to the Russians. We've put troops on his western border. We've put troops in Ukraine. And effectively, we put troops in Ukraine because we're arming the Ukrainians to do what we want to do. And I don't know if you saw that piece with that one Ukrainian soldier, Dave, that was bragging that he ate the dead Russian, and then he found out it was a dead Ukrainian. They boasted about cannibalism. Just saying.
You surprised?
So, not at all. No, pedophilia 10 years ago, used to people talked about pedophilia and people would roll their eyes like, oh my gosh, yeah, I know, this is a dirty old man down some street corner somewhere trying to do this. And I'd say, no, this is at all levels of the government, all levels of society. It is a massive problem. And they'd like, no, it is not. Well, now everybody knows it is. I will say the same thing about cannibalism. All it is the practice of the Canaanites. That's where they worship Baal, the god Baal, Canaanite, Baalism. That's where they ate their dead. They ate dead people. And 10 years from now, if the Lord tarries and still things are going about, I think, you know, what that actress did the other day, we drink blood ritualistically, they'll start to bring that out like that, just little bits at a time, and America will get used to hearing it. It will desensitize us. So in 10 years from now, you know, all we want to do is drink blood. No, you have to drink blood, because if you don't drink blood, you're not normal. You have to accept us. You have to, your children, we're going to teach them to be cannibals. Laugh, if you will. But that's where it's headed. All societies that abandon God end up down that level of depravity. But that's another discussion. So, Dave, I don't know how much time we have left, but I'm just saying, with that intel view, what do we do? I mean, Dave, it's just getting so late in the day. And I, as I said on your program, there is going to be a war, and it's going to be, I think, a major war, because I'm saying this is it. All wars boil down to money, and you have two paradigms at operation. You have a paradigm right now that the globalist, the World Economic Forums want to implement, and that is digital currency, where everything is controlled, every transaction is controlled by the government, because if I spend money, it has to go through the government digital currency system, and then it goes to you. The government can graft off how much it is. And if, oh, Dave Hodges, we're going to graft off 30% of the money given to him. But, you know, if you're some whack job group, well, you know, you get a tax credit. So it's absolute control, no privacy. That's one of the paradigms that's really right now in the forefront. And that scares me, because the Bible says that's going to happen. The other paradigm is a more free economy, where Dave and I can still get together and say, you know, hey, you got that pistol over there? You want to sell that? I'll give you, you know, whatever for it. Sure. And we can make a private transaction. That's not allowed in the paradigm that one side is pushing. Those two systems cannot coexist. One will dominate. One will win. One will lose. And war will be the way those systems, which one wins and which one loses. It'll be war on all levels of civilization. And we see the wars right now already happening, food shortages, because food shortages are going to bring about what? Rationing. If it's rationing, then it goes through the government system. You know, and if you start selling food outside the rationing system, you go to jail. No more can I go to Dave and say, Dave, you got your chickens over there. Can I buy a dozen eggs from you? Sure, here you go. You have to go through the government system because the eggs are rationed. Baby formula rationed, diesel fuel rationed. Or the other system that says, you know, I can go to you privately and do that. And nobody needs to know about it. It's a private sale. You know, this is legal for all debts, public and private. That system. And that's what's driving this whole mess right now, and it's going to drive us to war. One system's going to win, and all the ancillary things we see going on, the war, the shortages, the inflation, are all done right now, being driven to put us into that system of absolute control, where an oligarch around the world controls every economic transaction. They said this at the World Economic Forum. I know you saw it, where they said they were going to do this. They want to control every transaction on the planet. And at the same time, I saw one of George Soros's top advisors use the phrase, and I think you saw this, Dave, use the phrase that Adolf Hitler used, useless eaters. Did you see him say that?
Yeah, I did. Henry Kissinger.
Useless eaters. And what are we going to do with the useless eaters?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we all know what happens to useless eaters.
Well, Bob,
I think Christians are useless eaters.
It was Henry Kissinger saying useless eaters. And he understood the food. He was really big on food. Remember, we talked earlier in the interview, you said control oil, you control nations, control food, you control the people, and that's what they're after. Mm-hmm. That's what they're after.
And they control the money, they control everybody.
If they control the food, they can make us eat their bugs, their aquatics, and their fake lab meat.
Precisely. And I can promise you, as in the Soviet Union, if you wanted some of the better cuts, you had to give up things. I mean, you can figure out what guys will want. You know, if you want, it would only be transferring digital currency, but there'll be a black market in it among the government people, which, like there is now. I think Chinese call it red bagging. If you want something done, you got to red bag somebody, bribe them, give them something. And a lot of times that is not just money you're giving people. And just imagine how many pedophiles there are in the government. What would they want?
Well, this government's in the process of normalizing pedophiles, which is why Kamala Harris is the vice president, because when she was the district attorney in Alameda County in California, she would not prosecute many of these offenders. And when she was the AG, she actually blocked media access to the files of prosecutions against pedophiles. So she has a history.
She had it in her own organization. The state of California's had to pay over $1 million in settlements for it.
Yeah.
I mean, just sexual harassment within her own office. So, I mean, you know, they pontificate well, but, you know, they don't live up to what they say, just like the mask. You know, you must wear a mask. And I just saw Fauci the other day without a mask on with Don Lemon and one other guy. Barack Obama's big birthday party in Martha's Vineyard. No mask on anybody there. I think Martha's Vineyard was a no-virus zone. I think they declared, they wrote a law that said virus can't come to Martha's Vineyard. So they didn't have to wear a mask. But, I mean, so, yeah, they will make us obey, but they don't obey. So that's where we're at. And, Dave, we're always solution-based. You know, this is why I want to tell people, first and foremost, this stuff's been predicted in the Bible for thousands of years. Men have read the scriptures, and they've wondered about it. But as things come into focus, we see more and more clear that what age we're living in, the explosion of technology, the explosion of travel, the ability to control and mark everybody on the planet, the ability to control every economic transaction on the planet where you can't have access to without their mark. We see the rise in absolute civil disturbances, the rise, I mean, in, you know, ethnos against ethnos, the planet, the earthquakes, the all these things going on. We know what time we're living in. So the first and foremost thing I tell people is to get your heart right with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, anybody, you have the greatest survivalist in the world, and if he's not a Christian, he's not going to be in hell going, gee, I had 2 years worth of food and three night visions, and Alexa Pure, and some My Patriot food. They're not going to be thinking that. So I mean, you have to get your heart right with the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to surround yourself with good people, people that are going to encourage you, people that will build you up, people that you can share it with. And that's the scripture says that we build each other up as we see that day approach. And then just as Abraham, you know, when Abraham went to go rescue his nephew Lot, he had 318 men with him. They had to go 175 miles across Judean wilderness, desert. You know, they needed to have the water. They needed to have the food. They needed probably implements, obviously, because they were going to war. They had implements of war. They were men and women of valor. So, you know, it's a trinity of things, a triad that I tell people. Moral courage, strong moral friends, and then obviously we need the gear, the food, the water, the stuff that we have, so that we can resist their coercion mechanisms, which are going to be food and water. That's what you need to do. That's the solution. It's not a complicated solution, and sometimes people complicate it because they look at their budget and say, I can't afford it. But if you can afford, you know, satellite TV, if you can afford beer, cigarettes, any other kind of vices, or, you know, other ancillary expenses that you could cut, there is coming a day very soon, Dave, that people are going to look and say, I wish I would have, could have, should have, would have, should have had it, you know. But that's not going to do anything. You know, the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, the wise virgins, they had extra oil in their lamps waiting for the bridegroom to come. The foolish ones were going, I should have, I wish I had have, I wish I'd done that. Can you give me some of yours? No. That day is rapidly coming, and no more can you call it conspiracy theory. I mean, your leaders, if you call them that, are telling you it's happening. The World Economic Forum, the leaders are saying they're going to use food to coerce you. They're saying they're going to use water to coerce you. They're obviously going to restrict your access to fuel. Fuel represents freedom. I can get in my truck and go anywhere I want to go. If I want to drive across the country, I can go drive across the country. Well, when they because of rationing, I can't get enough fuel to drive across the country anymore. I have to have I have to be in a special class to get the fuel to do that. And I was just seeing, I mean, just a trucker used to fill his tank up for about $700, a tractor trailer. Now it's $1,300-$1,400. That alone is going to restrict travel. But when they ration it, and I can only get so many gallons a day, I can't just say, you know, I think I'm going to go, I want to go down and see, you know, Yellowstone. I'm going to drive up to Yellowstone. You can't do that anymore. So it controls people, and that's the whole thing of what it is. We control the money. We control the food. We control it all. And that way their oligarch comes in, and that's what I think is the Great Tribulation. They call it the Great Reset. I call it the Great Tribulation. So, ladies and gentlemen, it really is time to consider these things. If you have a spouse, if you have children, pray about them, talk about them, see what you can do. If you have the ability to network with other good people, do that, because I you know, unless you came from the planet Krypton, you're not going to be a Lone Ranger doing this.
That's true.
You know, BS on your cape, I guess you might be able to do it. But other than that, you're going to need to network with people.
There's a rallying cry out there, though, too. And I've been calling for this for months. And last night, Tucker Carlson finally mentioned it. I said, with very few exceptions, the Republican incumbents need to be unseated. This is like Crenshaw. He's calling for war with Russia through Ukraine, and he admits it's a proxy war on our behalf. He needs to be gone. These people, Republicans who vote for abortion, they need to be gone. And well, how do you feel about the unelection of Republican incumbents?
Well, I mean, it's a swamp.
In the primary.
Donald Trump,
the primary, though.
He called it accurately. It's a swamp. Swamp. Have you ever dug into a swamp, Dave?
No.
I've dug into marshland. And it stinks. Methane and stinky gases come out. That's what it is. I mean, that's what it is. In Washington, D.C. is like that. You know, Hawthorne had it correct. You know, Washington is the currency of secrets. They all have secrets on each other. Now, they're trying to kill this guy, not legal, literally, but kill his political career. And we don't know about him. He looks like he has issues in his life. But why didn't they bring him out last year? Only when he exposed the swamp gas did they bring him out and say, well, he has this issue and that issue and this issue. Then they came after him because he was right. Washington deals in secrets. And so, you know, it needs to be clean swept. We need to get, I mean, I really, really need to have somebody who's iconoclastic. That's the guy who goes and smashes the icons, the idols. We need, that goes into Washington and is not afraid to get rid of 90% of the bureaucracy. Because, I mean, it doesn't matter. Politicians come and go, but if that bureaucracy sits there, then it's going to just absolutely stagnate, because the only thing the bureaucracy is interested in is creating more bureaucracy.
It's not enough to have one leader. That's why I'm saying, okay, right now, you've got Congressman What's-His-Face running against incumbent What's-Her-Face. Not incumbent. I'm saying incumbent versus newbie. Why would we return? I'll give you an example. I'll do this in reverse. My representative, Paul Gosar, has been in trouble for 3 years now, especially because he called the election a fraud. They tried to take him off the ballot here in Arizona for calling out the election fraud. He has repeatedly proven himself to do the right thing, even when it's costing professionally. And even the Republicans have turned on him because he won't take any crap when it comes to the Constitution. I'm voting for him. The two senators we have, they're Chinese and Taliban supporters. So I'm looking at this, Bob, and I'm saying, I think there's probably not 10 people in Congress that deserve, and I'm talking in the House, that deserve to be returned to office. Not 10, probably 5. In the Senate, I can't think of any Republicans I want to turn back. Maybe Rand Paul. You know, Gary Haven tells me Rand Paul's a good guy. He's the real deal. And I respect Gary Haven. I kind of think he's right. I'm not sure. But everybody else, Ted Cruz can't be trusted. His wife is a member of the CFR, Goldman Sachs. He goes hot and cold. He parades in front of the camera, but he doesn't really do much legislatively. And Kevin McCarthy, he's a joke. He's, of course, in the Congress.
Dave, what you're describing.
Name for me a Republican. Name for me a Republican senator that you like, maybe other than Rand Paul.
I like Rand Paul. But what you're describing, Dave, is what needs to happen constitutionally: term limits. We cannot have these career politicians. It's too much of an intoxicating power. We looked at some of the best kings. Solomon, one of the wisest men in the world, the power corrupted him. Women and money corrupted him. You look at so many of the David. You know, remember Bathsheba? It corrupted him. You look at it and you go all the way back, historical example after historical example. You cannot leave people in that situation very long. You could get somebody with a broken leg and give them hydrocodone for a week, and you know that's going to deal with most of the pain. But if I give them hydrocodone for 90 days, they're addicted. Then their one concern is getting more hydrocodone. That's their only concern. So when these people enjoy the power of the swamp and what it offers, money, sex, power, you know, they could go there for a little bit of time, and then they know they're going to have to leave. But if you have it open-ended and the hydrocodone just keeps flowing, and power is a narcotic, they get so addicted to it that it corrupts them. You have to have term limits in this government. You have to have them. I don't care how many times you change the government over again. You know, you're going to do it. What did Thomas Jefferson say? You know, the Tree of Liberty. Every 20 some years, it has to change. You cannot have career politicians in a true republic. It's not going to work, because they get entrenched, they get addicted to the power, the money, the sex, and the next thing you know, they no longer represent the people. They no longer care for their own children. They care for the children down the street. Because what goes on in Ukraine? Money laundering, child sex trafficking, organ harvesting. And so that's where their concern is. They don't care about you at all. They don't care anything about you. In fact, if you say anything, Dad, why didn't you buy me any Christmas presents this year? Why did you buy Johnny down the street one? A smack across the face. Shut up. That's what you get. And that's why nothing's going to solve this until we introduce, you know, maybe three term limits for congressmen and 2 for senators. That's it. That's as long as you can serve. Chuck Schumer should be arrested. He threatened Supreme Court justices, and when he said they're going to pay the price, how does a non-elected official pay the price? Tell me. Yeah, and it's a lifelong tenure. So you can't say we're going to kick you out of office. How do you threaten a Supreme Court justice to pay the price? Would you please define what you mean by pay the price? to a person who's appointed for life? I mean, that's a physical threat. He's been in Washington. I mean, I think he had a Tyrannosaurus Rex as a pet. That's how long he's been there. They need to go. The whole system needs to fundamentally go, not just getting rid of them one time, but getting rid of them, getting rid of them every 6 years or 12 years, getting rid of them. You've served your 6 years, you've served your three terms as a House of Representative, you're gone. Go back to working by whatever you do.
Yeah. I hear you.
And I can tell you, that's going to be a revolution the day that happens, but that's what needs to be done.
I'm in a loss for words because Americans just aren't grasping what I'm saying about getting rid of the incumbents.
And what happened in Rome, Dave? It went from a republic to a dictatorship. It had a Roman republic, a Senate that voted on law, and all of a sudden it turned into a dictatorial government, Caesar's. And they had the power of life and death. You know, do you think that just happened overnight? Do you think people saw that? The Senate knew they were losing the republic. They knew it. They knew they were just being a figurehead. And that's what we see exactly what's happening in the United States to an imperial presidency. It just needs to go. You can't serve here for your life. You're going to get, you know, 6 years or, you know, maybe, what, 10 years, whatever you're going to get. But it's not going to be very long because, again, you take hydrocodone very long and you're going to get addicted to it. You're in political power very long and you are going to get addicted to it. You name one figure in history that did not get addicted to that kind of power. Did Stalin? Did Hitler? Did Mao Zedong? Did Genghis Khan? Did Julius Caesar? Name one. Everybody gets addicted to it, and that's why you need to kick them out.
Well, Tucker Carlson got my attention. America, you need to hear this. Honestly, most of you don't have a representative worth returning to Congress. The one-third of the Senate that's up for re-election, I can't think of anybody. I don't think Rand Paul's up for election, but the rest of them, they ought to be gone.
How can you elect a drunken stooge like Nancy Pelosi over and over again? She can't even talk.
I know.
And she's become fabulously wealthy. How does a politician making $200,000 a year become fabulously wealthy?
Insider trading.
I mean, it's corruption. That's the only way you do it, is not just kind of like one shady deal, all shady deals. Everything you do, every bill you pass, there's corruption coming back to you. Every time you get a bill where somebody gets money, it's being pilfered back to you. And that's what long-term power does. And I promise you, the mindset of these people is this, Dave. We're the elite. We deserve it. We're special. We run the country.
Well, yeah, let me give you an example. Insider trading, legal for them. That's how Nancy's made her money. And for the rest of us, we go to prison. They get free health care while we get escalating big pharma bills. They get free health care no matter what the cost is. No, they didn't have to take the jab.
No, they didn't, did they? I wonder why they didn't want to take the jab. I wonder why they didn't want to do it. Again, that's the only thing that's going to fix it. But I just want to say this, Dave. The system is, I think, in a terminal spiral down, the whole world system. That part in the Bible where it talks that the merchants of the oceans stand aloft and see Babylon's been destroyed, and they can no longer market their goods of gold, silver, wood, whatever, and basically souls of men, all those things. That's where this system is heading, and that's why the first thing I said is that we need to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ first and foremost, because this system is dying. And the technology that the watchers have given us is our unraveling, and I don't trust even the richest man in the world, because I don't know if you saw the shirt, New World Order, that he was wearing. It's just the system of this world is crumbling. A system is coming, the kingdom of God, where Christ will be the ruler of that kingdom, and it will know no end. And that's where I've set my heart. That's where I've set my affection and my goals. That's where I want to store up my treasures. there. But in the interim, we are called here to be ambassadors for truth. We reveal, expose evil, and, you know, we do what we can do. And also, we are commanded to take care of our families, especially as the house, head of households. You know, so that means the supply.
That's true.
Dave,
you're right.
My Patriot Supply, the Lexawater Pure, all those things. We are commanded to do that.
I know,
them.
And I'm commanded to end the show, but I got to say this first, Bob. ReadyMadeResources.com is where you want to go for the best prepping stuff. And, Bob, very quickly, give out your phone number.
800-627-3809, 800-627-3809, and ReadyMadeResources.com.
Thanks for joining us, Bob. Good stuff.
God bless, Dave.
Thank you.
You.